The University of Notre Dame proudly presents its marching band, the Band of the Fighting Irish.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. That's an awful long lead-in for a fight song, but I want to bring in our next guest, and that is Alan Pinkett, former Notre Dame star and NFL running back, and now the voice of Notre Dame football on the Notre Dame Radio Network. Hello, Alan. How are you?
Great to be with you. The radio gig works because I sound better than I look.
Ditto on that.
Well, you looked pretty good for the Fighting Irish. You're running up and down the field at Spartan Stadium. I certainly remember that.
Well, the ball wasn't heavy, and I do remember my days in Spartan Stadium. And a lot better than Purdue. I never liked Purdue because they boo the band. How do you boo the band? But the Spartans do a pretty good job of booing.
Well, they have had some great games against Notre Dame, and the road teams have done very well in this series. Of course, Michigan State had that stretch with five in a row against Notre Dame.
Yeah, they didn't get intimidated under the Golden Dome.
97 to 2001, and then six straight road wins, and no one has done better than that against Notre Dame. What do you make of this game tonight? Notre Dame coming off a very tough loss to Michigan, and Michigan State really hasn't had a test yet.
Yeah, that's, you know, has been, I think, one of the themes, is that Michigan State catches Notre Dame at a great time, because usually it's after a very physical battle with Michigan. And then, like you said, Michigan State has, with all due respect to Florida Atlantic and Western Michigan, played a couple of cream puffs. But what I've discovered is that's how it is in the pros. You know, week in, week out, you've got to get yourself ready and prepared, because there's going to be studs on the other team. And no team knows how to rise up more to play against Notre Dame and then ultimately take a free fall after that.
You know, we talk about cream puffs, Alan. Yeah. What is it with Western Michigan showing up on the Notre Dame schedule this year? Where did that come from? And you got nine home games.
Yeah, it's, you know, there was a period of time there where the sentiment was to soften up the schedule, because what you needed was victories to get to a bowl game. But what the, I guess the upper echelon who makes the schedule didn't realize is it's that schedule that attracts the kids to the game, to the school, you know, and being independent, you can't just go and schedule anybody you want. You have to get, or you want to try to get, a good representative from each conference, because if you do win those games, then there is no doubt you should play for the national championship.
Alan, it's Tom. You know, I know Brian Kelly has a reputation of being a seamless in transition. He seems to win real quickly whenever he makes a move. But can you kind of give us an overview of what this transition has been like for Notre Dame? It looked like a pretty good product thus far against Michigan. That was a heck of a ball game last week in South Bend.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, you know, having watched the game, you know, all you think about is Denard Robinson, which I guess is one of the greatest performances in college football history. But when you go and look at the numbers, you know, it was a pretty good showing on both sides of the football. It just happened to be there was a exceptional showing by one guy from Michigan. But, you know, one of the things he's done is on offense, you know, usually when you implement a new system, you look confused. And the offense takes longer to install than the defense. And it takes about four games before the light bulb comes on and says, oh, this is what you want us to do. But, you know, they look good right away. They still have some moments of confusion. But, you know, for overall, they look good. And defensively, they look better. But I think defensively, that was just a matter of not having them blitz so much. I mean, they blitzed just about every play last year, which ultimately put them out of position. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't a single guy on that football team that made that squad because of their blitzing ability. You don't go out and recruit great blitzers. You recruit guys that can read and react to the football. And I think that's been the major change on defense, is that, you know, they changed the scheme, made it a 3-4 instead of a 4-3, and these guys can read and react. And, you know, the other stat that I always tell people is last year, they gave up 60 rushes of 10 yards or more. You think that after 30 of those, you would say, maybe you ought to try something else. But no, the most stubborn animal in the world sometimes is a coach.
We're talking with former Notre Dame great Alan Pinkett, now does analysis for the Fighting Irish Radio Network. He is still the Notre Dame career scoring leader with 53 touchdowns. Alan, when did you know it was not going to work with Charlie Weiss? We saw Tyrone Willingham with a great first year, and then it fizzled. The same thing with Charlie Weiss. Great starts for the last couple of Notre Dame coaches, but when did you know that a change was going to have to be made?
The first loss to Navy. You know, I used to talk big noise to people because the last time Navy had beaten Notre Dame was when Roger Staubach was quarterback, and right. So that was like a year before I was born.
Right.
So I used to tell folks, you know, in order for Navy to beat Notre Dame, I'm going to have to die, and I plan on being around a long time. But Navy came. You're not supposed to lose to Navy. You know, if you lose to Navy, and look, they do look like a high school team when they come out on the field. But if you are not fundamentally sound right. with that option, they will make you look silly. And, you know, it's a team that's highly motivated. And that's when I knew, because that's on the coach. If you can't get motivated to beat Navy, that's on the coach. Mm-hmm. So that's when I knew. And that's where this Coach Kelly, I think, can make a difference, because even though these players are – you know, finely tuned and high skilled and, you know, athletically sound, there's still 18 and 19 year old knuckleheads who have girlfriend problems, you know, and get their feelings hurt by a professor and struggle in school and need a foot in the ass every now and then. And so that's where Kelly, I think, is going to help out the motivation, because I can't blame a lot of stuff on Charlie, because they had him in the dungeon for 20 years in the witness protection program just drawing up plays. You know, so he wasn't relating to folks. But this Coach Kelly understands how to deal with these kids. And the other thing is player development. And I think one of the things I heard Coach Kelly said was, no, we won't get all the five-star guys, but I'll take a three-star.
Yeah,
he'll
make
them better. As long as he's a five-star, yeah. By the time he's a junior, we've done our job.
Yeah. Right. Alan, when you look at your opposition tonight, the Michigan State Spartans, their first two outings, Western and FAU, not exactly impressive. Kirk Cousins kind of a little bit off, you know, as far as being precision that we saw last year, actually the first couple of years of his play on the field. You think you're going to finally, you know, see the real version of Michigan State tonight, and they'll ramp up their game offensively with a running back, or their two running backs, actually three now, and then and Cousins in the aerial game?
Without a doubt. They've been, you know, fortunately for Cousins, he hasn't had to show much because you guys have been running the ball so well. You know, and I thought that was one of the things that Notre Dame did in their game against Purdue. They ran it so well, they really didn't have to show anything. They didn't really stretch the field.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, I fully expect, because you know, I look at the numbers for Dell and Cunningham. I look at those receivers, and they are such great physical specimens. Why wouldn't you throw the football?
Yeah, they haven't had to throw it much when you've got running backs averaging 9.5 and 9.4.
Right.
I guess you don't have to throw it too much. Our guest is Alan Pinkett, former Notre Dame great and analyst for the Notre Dame Radio Network. When you prepare to do a game like this, Alan, and you're looking at a lot of tape, you're seeing the opponents, and you watch running backs like this, what jumps out at you with Edwin Baker? Seems to be a different player as a sophomore, and Le'Veon Bell, a bigger back, but he certainly seems to be smooth through the hole.
Yeah, Bell reminds me of number 25 on our team, Jonas Gray, where they've got that size, but they're so smooth when they run. Each back, I guess their style is like their signature, is like your golf swing. Everyone is independent and exclusive. And what's good about that is you don't want to have the same type of back. You want to have different backs because it makes the defense react differently. You know, one guy which has quicks, as soon as you get used to him, then another guy comes and knocks you on your butt. You know, you just want to be able to keep the defense off balance. And what a luxury it is to have, I mean, the first two games it's been two, but now three backs with three unique styles. Kirk Cousins is probably the happiest one in the backfield there.
Yeah, Larry Caper had 2 touchdowns last year in that game against Notre Dame.
And then, Alan, can you talk about, I mean, can you go back real quickly when you played Michigan State? I mean, their reputation, real physical football team, you're always sore, especially if you wear winged helmets or the gold helmets, Notre Dame playing Michigan State, they'd always serve it up to you physically. What's this team like defensively when you look at them on tape?
This may be the best set of linebackers in the country. That Michigan State has. Greg Jones is an NFL linebacker. He's not just a good college back. He's an NFL prototypical linebacker, and I think that's going to be a heck of an adjustment for the Notre Dame running backs, just how fast those linebackers get to the football. And, you know, I have a feeling that those linebackers will make Notre Dame have to throw the football, because seems like they've done a good job of shutting down the run this year, you know, looking at the stats that they have. And year in, year out, Michigan State has some of the best physical talent in the Big Ten. It's just always baffling to me why their record doesn't reflect it.
Yeah, it's baffling to them, too, because it seems they can beat Notre Dame, and they always manage to lose a game that you never think they should, but there are a lot of reasons for that. We've talked about that before. Alan, we look forward to seeing you tonight at Spartan Stadium. And the rest of the season, looks like there's a lot of energy in Notre Dame, at Notre Dame, and looking forward to seeing the game tonight.
Yeah, can you do something about the rain, please?
Yeah, it's going to be gone by 8 o'clock. That's why they're playing a night game.
Get that thunder out of the way, too.
All right, good.
Alan Pinkett, number 20 in the gold helmet for Notre Dame in the early 1980s for Jerry Faust. We'll be right back with more. More open line coming up, 393-3700, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.